Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio. Today we are honoring the 2022 class for the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum and Hall of Fame.
All right. Well, here's a guy I think everyone knows, Mr. Chuck Berry. But what exactly is his relationship to Chicago? After all, he was born and raised in St. Louis, which is close to Illinois, but the Illinois Hall can't consider you unless you have a connection to the state. So, Jim, can you shed some light on this?
Yeah, I think it's very simple. He recorded all of his early songs for Chess Records, which was located at 2120 South Michigan Avenue.
And by the way, the Rolling Stones recorded five songs from their second album at that address. And get this, I know it may not be interesting to you, but I find it interesting. I attended the Illinois College of Optometry. It was located just 9 blocks north on Michigan Avenue, but I was so oblivious that music history was being made, you know, just 9 blocks away.
All you had to do was take a short walk, and you're there.
You couldn't take a short walk.
You could not take a short walk
in those days.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, on the recommendation of Muddy Waters, Chuck met up with Leonard Chess, and he was signed to a contract. And his first song, one of my favorites, was Maybelline, and it became a million seller.
And the great Johnny Johnson, one of my rock piano idols, was on piano, and some guy named Willie Dixon played bass. How's that for backup, Jim?
That's not too bad.
Okay. Well, many other hits followed on Chess, and Chuck would one day be hailed as father of rock and roll.
Yeah, and Mark, I'm sure you've seen the movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. It's a must-see documentary about the concert that Keith Richards of the Stones put together to honor Chuck on his 60th birthday.
Yeah, and I've seen it several times, and it's well known that Chuck Berry really tested Keith's patience. Chuck Berry wasn't the easiest guy to work with, but he definitely had his reasons, which we won't get into today.
But anyway, we're going to honor Chuck and his Chess Studios days with his great rock and roll classics, Maybelline and School Days.
Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104. My phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. We'll be right back.
Well, it was Maybelline and School Days by Chuck Berry.
He influenced some people, I think.
Name one.
Beatles, Rolling Stones, I could go on and on.
Yes. I'm jesting, of course.
Of course.
Let's move on to one of the smoothest voices in music history, and that belonged to the great Sam Cooke. Although born in Mississippi, Sam was raised in the Bronzeville section of Chicago, where he attended Phillips High School. One of his schoolmate friends was Lou Rawls.
Another great artist that I really like. Sam started out singing gospel in a group called the Soul Stirrers. But it's hard to say really
it
quick.
It is. Yeah,
Soul Stirrers.
Right. We'll forgive you.
He left the band in 1957 and began his career as a solo artist, and he helped develop the sound that would be known as soul music.
Okay, and get this for trivia people. The man had 29 top 100 hit songs in a short 8 years. Songs like Twisting the Night Away, Bring It On Home to Me, and A Change Is Gonna Come. His influence is heard in such artists as Al Green, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder, among others.
And Cooke was also a central part of the civil rights movement and worked alongside footballer Jim Brown, boxer Muhammad Ali, and activist Malcolm X.
Yeah, and his music lives on through the recordings of other artists, most notably Rod Stewart, Boyz II Men, The Animals, and Adele. But let's listen to Sam sing two of his classics, You Send Me and Chain Gang.
Honest you do, honest you do. Honest you do, oh, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
Something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain
Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying,
And that was Sam Cooke doing You Send Me and Chain Gang. Love those two songs. Love his voice. Great artist. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the best music of all time. Next up, we got a guy from Peoria, Illinois, by the name of Dan Fogelberg. Dan was born into a musical family, and at the age of 14, Fogelberg joined the Klan, Beatles cover band. God, 14 years old. After that, he was in the Coachman, and that's where he had his first taste of recording.
Yeah, and then he attended the University of Illinois in Champaign, where his musical interests blossomed. He began playing at local venues with his folk band called The Ship. Gradually, he started to play solo with just an acoustic guitar, and in 1971, he played at a folk festival where he was discovered by future Eagles manager Irving Azoff.
And Mark, you probably know who Azoff is. He was promoting the local band REO Speedwagon at that time.
That's right. And Azoff sent Fogelberg off to Nashville to build on his already promising skills, and it was there where he became a polished studio musician.
Yeah. And his first album in 1972 was called Home Free. It performed just okay, but eventually it sold well because, you know, he got very popular. It went platinum, you know. But just that one album, it led him to become an opening act for Van Morrison. Not too bad.
No. Yeah. I don't think younger people know today. Platinum sales status, it's a lot of records being sold. His second album, the 1974 release, Souvenirs, is what brought him much more recognition. It was produced by none other than Joe Walsh, and Fogelberg had his first hit with the song Part of the Plan. Members of the Eagles, then managed by Irving Azoff, also contributed to the album.
Yeah, and, you know, the Eagles really liked him, and they asked him to join them on their tour as an opening act. And after that tour, his next several albums all went gold or platinum.
Yeah, and he continued to record until his untimely death at age 56 in 2007.
And get this, Mark, he has a street named after him in Peoria, in the city's East Bluff neighborhood where he grew up, and it's called Fogelberg's Parkway. We also have his beautiful songs and voice to remember him by. So we're going to play a couple here back to back. The first one is Longer, and the second one is Run for the Roses.
Jim, please. I just want to, when are they going to name Samaria Boulevard in Algonquin?
They do. It's in my neighborhood already.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it on chalk on the street.
It's because it's not on Google yet. Okay.
No,
not
right.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there've been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain cathedral, truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. I'll bring fire in the winters, you'll send showers in the springs, we'll fly through the falls and summers with love. Burning lines in the book of our lives, though the binding cracks and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love with you. I'll be in love with you. Thank you.
fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens. I've been in love with you. I am in love with you. On wobbly knees, with mama beside you to help you along, you'll soon be a growing up strong. All the long lazy mornings in pastures of green, the sun on your withers, the wind in your mane, will never prepare you for what lies ahead. The run for the roses so bad, and it's a run for the roses as fast as
Well, those were very pretty songs, Longer and Run for the Roses. Well, last but not least, let's talk about Mercury Records. It was formed in Chicago in 1945, and they were a major force in R&B, pop, doo-wop, soul, blues, and rock and roll.
Yeah, the list of artists, Mark, ranged from Vic Damone and Patti Page, all the way to Rod Stewart and even the New York Dolls.
Well, and you filmed the New York Dolls.
Yes, I did, and Rod Stewart.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Jim, and I know you're a huge baseball fan and you coach baseball. Do you know how an early Mercury Records logo came about?
Well, yes. This is a great trivia question, and here's your answer.
All right.
In 1946, Mercury Records hired Chicagoan Eddie Guidel, who had dwarfism, but he is more widely known for batting in a Major League Baseball game with the St. Louis Browns. Which, by the way, was a stunt that Bill Vuck thought of, course.
Not surprising.
Yeah, and he walked, of course. And, of course, baseball came in with a rule that he had to be a certain height after that. Anyway, the Mercury Records exec suited him up to be the Mercury Man. And he complete outfit, he had a winged hat similar to the logo that promoted Mercury Recordings. And so he was the model for it.
Well, that's what I call a trivia.
Yeah.
So let's honor Mercury Records with the Buddy Miles song, Them Changes, which was recorded in Chicago and released on the Mercury label. And here's a little story. Well, Jim, I remember hearing this song for the first time at a bar near Loyola University around 1971. I was dancing with this girl, but my dancing at that time was so pathetic. And actually, it's still pathetic. You're going to find out at your daughter's wedding. Well, anyway, she walked away after the song ended, but I still fell in love with the song, and I still love the live version that Buddy Miles did later with Jimi Hendrix on Band of Gypsies. So let's hear Them Changes.
What happened to the girl, though?
She walked away.
Oh.
I never saw her again.
Was her name Renee? Walk away? Right, anyway.
Oh, that was good, Jim.
Thank you. All right, Them Changes, Buddy Miles. Mark, you were dancing in the studio. I can see why that girl walked away.
I was just showing you my pathetic dance moves.
Yeah, me and Eggers walked out of the studio while you were doing that, whatever that was. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. I want to congratulate all the 2022 honorees going into the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum and Hall of Fame. I also like to say, if anyone gets down there to Joliet, please look at the two pictures in the front window, because they are mine, Jim Peterick and Buddy Guy.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Should be proud of that, man.
I am proud of that.
Well, you know, we have been on the air for a little over a year here at the mighty 101.5. So do you think one day we'll get into the Hall of Fame like DJ legend John Records Landecker?
Probably not. But, hey, Mark, did you know that Records is his real middle name?
Yeah, I do. But for years, I really thought it was a nickname.
Yeah, no, that's really on. He would always say that. Well, just to tell you a little bit about him, because we don't want to leave him out of this show. But he was on the air for 50 years. And in Chicago alone, he was a DJ at WLUP, CKG, JMK, WGN, WLS AM, and WLS FM. Quite a career. But no, we're never going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Where was WHRU? 101.5.
Eggers wouldn't take him. He took us instead.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. He's a tough producer, isn't he?
He is.
Okay, listeners, please visit us each week on the Classic Rock Show on WHRULP 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, where we play the greatest music of all time.
And one day we'll be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway, we're here on Mondays, 6:30 to 7:30, and Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our show anytime, because our shows, you know, Mark, are archived.
That's right. Listen at your leisure. Best way to listen.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.